This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
Sports Illustrated here with the Gary Vaynerchuk. Thank you for sitting down. I have a lot of questions for you today. The number one thing, ChatGPT, AI,
yes.
It's all taken off, you know it.
Yes.
How long until that is fully infiltrated professional sports?
I bet you teams have become so strong analytically and technology-wise, I'd be surprised if there wasn't some young bucks in organizations now running some queries and scripts and finding efficiency and getting the information they're looking for. So, I mean, the next 3 to 5 years, this AI world will seem as normal as like internet stuff back in the 90s. So, but I expect it to have an impact this season. For this offseason, I think it's probably more like interns that need to give reports to their area scouts, just getting 27 reports done instead of 9, because the AI is just writing the mundane for them. But I think over time, it's gonna be much bigger than that.
So you obviously are working with young athletes and trying to expand in that area.
Yes.
What's the biggest financial mistake you see them make early on in their careers?
Buying dumb crap to be cool. You know, like a car they shouldn't buy, jewelry they shouldn't buy, just cliche stuff. Now, look, I think everyone needs a level of outlet and enjoyment, especially plenty of athletes grow up with very little, and they want that first shiny thing. And I have empathy for that, but I think for some kids, they get too crazy on that. And then the reverse, this might surprise you, but I think too many kids make investments in companies because macro, it sounds right. But a lot of times, 95% of those companies are going to zero. And, you know, outside of a first, let's use the NFL, outside of a first round pick, you start getting the second, third, fourth round picks. The money is not like insane. I don't think the common person, you know, obviously by the average income level, it's insane. But when you start realizing what a third or fourth round pick in the NFL draft makes, how much they have to pay in taxes and fees, and you know, very quickly, it's not like they're rolling in millions. And the NFL is a tough sport. The average stay in the league is quite short. And so, you know, when you don't have anything and then you get that first check and it's hundreds of thousands of dollars, the idea of putting $25,000 into your buddy's startup doesn't seem scary, but the reality is it's very high risk and you really have to get to that second contract. So it's the combination of the extremes. One is obvious to anybody watching, the jewelry, the cars, you didn't need a $10,000 vacation. But the other one that I think the players are getting smarter, and I think a lot of them have to get more thoughtful about the investment in the business, that 99% of those businesses are going to zero.
So what is the smartest thing you think they can do? Like, you get that first paycheck, what is the smartest thing an athlete can do?
I think the smartest thing an athlete, and very honestly, all of us that are behind the cameras right now, and you and I, is live within your means. So if you're gonna make $400,000 this year playing football, or $4 million, live within those means, which means have some savings out of that. So if it's $400,000 take home after taxes, don't live a $400,000 life. Live a $250,000 life, so you have $150,000 in savings. So I think living within your means is always the game.
So speaking of living in your means, one of your life goals is to buy the Jets.
That is true.
So say you had the opportunity to buy the Jets today.
Yes.
What is happening day one?
Day one, I'm meeting with all the personnel, right? I have the great luxury to know Joe D and Coach Sala, so I wouldn't really need to reset there. But it would be meeting, everyone from the people that are in the medical staff, for the people that do the groundskeeping in Florham Park. Like, day one is clear my schedule. I've achieved this remarkable thing. I'm in the best mood ever. And for the next 3 weeks, I want to spend 15 minutes to an hour with every single person that is employed by this organization and listen, create context, start building relationships, and then empowering, from the standpoint of the viewers, from a sports standpoint, I'm going to empower Joe and Coach Sala to do what they do because I already have enough confidence in who they are. When I achieve this goal in the future, if those two gentlemen are not in place, because it could be 30 years from now, that would be the first thing. Analyzing your GM and coach, I think, is imperative. That's what I would do.
All right, well, as a fan, what's the number one thing that you think is keeping them out of the Super Bowl right now?
you know, I think, look, everyone is obviously incredibly focused on the quarterback position. This league runs through the quarterback situation. You see who's in this game. You see who the final four teams were, the final eight teams. And, you know, there's two things that run my mind. One, are we going to be a cliche organization that doesn't look to develop its young quarterback draft picks? I think that's a vulnerability. You know, you don't have to look very far to look at Geno Smith's season this year and realize that's somebody who we drafted over a decade ago. And so I understand we live in a now, instant gratification world. But for me, it's two things that are keeping them out of it. One, what is happening at the quarterback position? But two, they've got work to do in the offensive line. You know, like that was a really tough situation. And it's not because of the talent, it's because we got decimated by injuries. We were on our fourth left tackle early in the season. Elijah Vera Tucker is an all-world offensive lineman that we lost. We have Breece Hall coming back. So look, I think it's the quarterback position solving it. I also think it's about developing Zach instead of moving on so quickly. You didn't take him 24 months ago for no reason. And it wasn't like this GM and coach didn't take him. They took him 24 months ago. Right?
Yep.
So, you know, I'm very aware that it wasn't what we wanted it to be, but I think you've got to really remember the Terry Bradshaws, the Kurt Warners. There's a lot of examples of kids developing. So I'd like them to develop him, and I'd like them to bring in a veteran quarterback. And if the defense takes a step, they're going to have some opportunities to do some things, I think, at linebacker, maybe at safety. They're very close defensively. They're very close. When you have those two corners, Sauce obviously gets a lot of attention. He won a Rookie of the Year last night. But DJ Reed on the other side had a crazy season. Quinnen Williams had a crazy season, so they're very close on defense. But it's a long-winded answer that I could have answered with quarterback.
Sure. Maybe Aaron Rodgers.
Right here. That's a real Jets legend right there. That's a real Jet legend. 15, baby. I only talk Jet stuff. Always.
If you had $100,000 right now,
yes,
to invest in any athlete's sports card, trading card.
I love this question.
Would it be?
So this is tough. I want to break this down for everybody. I learned my lessons in the 80s and 90s. I bought Blair Thomas rookie cards when he was the second pick for the Jets running back out of Penn State. I used to take high risk. Now I take very low risk. So when I hear 100,000, my brain goes into like buy some old, you know, probably LeBron James. You know, I'd probably buy LeBron James. I think right now people love to debate, love to hate him, love to say that he's not as good as Jordan. But obviously you could even see the sentiment swing in the last week. I think he's clearly playing until he plays with his son Bronny, which means he's going to put up all sorts of numbers, right, in the next 4 years or so. And so to me, that's the safest card. To put into football terms, football's a little bit different in that the quarterback stuff is so fun. For me, Joe Burrow and Patrick Mahomes feel pretty locked in, you know?
Yep.
Feel pretty locked in. I know Joe hasn't won one yet, but he's already been to one. It was an awfully close game this, right?
Yep.
There's just a lot that I like about Joe. And so those two, I mean, I think Mahomes is very underpriced. You know, I think it's going to be a tough game for them. But would it surprise you if Patrick's in three more Super Bowls before he's done? Wins two of them, that's three. Like, he's going to be in that conversation in 20 years. And when I do sports card collecting, I think in 5, 10, 15 years. I know a lot of people, when they think about 100K in sports cards, they're thinking about buying something today and selling it tomorrow. In that sense, you got to look at all the Phoenix Suns rookie cards, right? They've got a super team now, and so Durant, Booker, CP3, all trading cards that could be wildly successful come this July, comma, like we saw with Durant and like we've seen in the past, one of those guys could get hurt, and then all of a sudden you overpaid for speculation and they're under in August. So that's kind of the card market.
Sure. All right, well, what's next for VaynerMedia, Vayner Sports?
We're a tortoise in a hare's costume, meaning I'm a high energy guy. I talk about it. I have plenty of bravado. I think Vayner Sports will be the most significant sports agency in sports. Vayner Media already is one of the most significant marketing agencies in Madison Avenue. And I hope to just kind of like put our head down, do the right things brick by brick, brick by brick. Not do anything crazy. We don't need to be considered that tomorrow. And so just more hard work.
All right. Well, Gary V, thank you so much for taking some time. Busy week.
Busy week.
Enjoy the rest of it.
Thank you, bro. Thanks. Take care.